Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy. This is Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hi, honey.
Hey.
Hey, girl. It feels like so long ago that it was just Thursday.
I know.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy. And I am exhausted this morning. Oof.
Mm.
Girl. Well, you know, yesterday I put in a day that wasn't exactly on par with my busiest pre-pandemic days. But, it was like a 14-hour workday, which is
wow.
So rare. Yes. But very happy to be here. And it's essential, actually. We are essential workers on the Lois Effect. But it is absolutely essential because it's such a safe haven and it's incredibly grounding. And I'm just realizing this. I guess the election's a week from today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we'll have a little election theme. I always make things up. Our election theme special that we've been working on since 2015 in anticipation. So that's interesting. But yeah, you saw on Instagram, but we did early voting.
Yes.
So great to get that out of the way. And it's amazing that I don't think we've ever had that option before where we're given like 5 extra days or you know, 5 days prior to avoid craziness on November 3rd. So
I think it's smart that they did that, you know.
Oh,
smart.
It's
that,
so
you know, you have to make those allowances. Everything's, you know, not the normal thing. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm so glad I've got my ballot in early. And
yes, exactly.
You know, just done with it.
Get it done with. Yeah. And just the sense of community, camaraderie. Although I just saw one poll worker fight with a woman, but I don't know what that was about. I don't know if that was his girlfriend.
Really?
I hated like when she was in line. I don't know what happened. I just mind my business because, you know. I don't think it was too serious, but, yeah, you know, it's New York. So people, you know, people are going to argue a little bit. But it was very, very cordial. We all had to do our thing, and we got there early, and it really wasn't that bad. Door to door, it was 2 hours. That's not bad at all.
Wow.
Yeah, and socially distant, and Madison Square Garden, which I knew is such a big place. Like, if you're going to go to a place, go there, because at least, you know, they're going to do the social distancing right. And the place locally where we would normally vote was always a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
And always very stressful, just overcrowded. And it was a community room that looked like something that could have been like in a mental institution. Just very just very low ceilings, fluorescent lighting, people are not nice to each other. So anyway, I'm glad that we toughed it out at Madison Square Garden and felt very accomplished, as I know you did and everybody else who did their absentee ballots. So, yeah, so we'll do our election. Yes, we're going to bring in we're going to talk about polls, and we're going to talk about demographics and policy. No, we're not. No, we're not. Just say, no, we're not. Anyway, here we are. Oof. And the good news about yesterday, I was thinking to myself, oh my God, if this day was transposed, the day I had was transposed to pre-pandemic times, I think I would have really been over the edge in terms of traveling, jumping on a subway. I was able to do everything, obviously, remotely for the most part,
mm-hmm.
but that whole piece of running around would have really put me over the edge. So there is this dichotomy of it's convenient to stay home, but then again, it's also my groundhog day to be home too all the time. So it's this balance that we're all trying to find. But listen, I'm so grateful to be working because pandemic, no pandemic in my industry, we can't take that for granted. So I'm not complaining about a damn thing. You know, with you, like your industry and also its reliance upon the weather. How long are you able to book tours? Well, with climate change, I can't even imagine.
I mean, we'll book tours as long as the wineries are open. So,
oh, there you go.
You know, and you know, I had two tours this weekend, just me personally. Some other drivers had some on Saturday. But the one on Sunday, I wasn't planning on driving, but one of my drivers got stuck out in a river in
God.
A different state. So,
oh, that sounds like a movie. Stuck in a river in a different state.
Yeah.
Lifetime Presents.
So I took that tour, and I let my my client know that night because I didn't find out till that evening either. But she said, so you know, with the rain, you know, does that change anything? Like the wineries aren't closing. I told her, you know, they're still open. I said, bring an umbrella, bring a raincoat.
Yeah,
we're still on. Unless the wineries are in a weather situation, or if we're in a weather situation where it's not safe to be driving,
of course,
out on the road, like snow, because even if it's snowing here and it's okay, on those mountain roads, by the time you get up there, you don't want to get stuck. I've had that happen. it's not fun. If people are getting stuck, that means the winery employees also won't risk going out.
Right.
So nothing's running. And you're honestly better off just staying at home.
Correct.
So otherwise we're good. I've had a lot of people ask me that, you know, very same question, you know, like what are you guys running? Yeah, I said, we're out and about. And I'm hoping that, you know, we find these silver linings in these times where, yeah, it's definitely disrupted our way of life. But what it means is then people are savoring the times when they can go out.
Yes.
And they make different choices
exciting.
On how they want to
mm-hmm.
celebrate or how they want to just, you know, they have a free day, free from having to be tied to the computer for
right.
work or having to hang out with the kids. You know, one of my groups a few weeks ago, it was a mixed group, you know, husbands and wives and things like that. And I was asking them how they were enjoying the wineries. They were just sitting outside, soaking up the sun, drinking some wine, talking. And one of the guys said, you know, this is all nice, but the best part about this is not having kids come in and interrupt me
yep.
every, like, 5 minutes.
Yep, yep.
So I was just laughing. I said, well, that's the quote of the day. I'll probably make that into a meme at some point. I don't know. But
yep.
It
yeah.
good.
Yep. And it doesn't matter how old the kids are. Does not matter.
Right.
So you get that knock, knock, knock. I'm like, okay. And I'm going to be really interested in whatever is being said. Okay. Yeah. And what's interesting, speaking of, you know, being interrupted by kids and communication, it never occurred to me to take the love language quiz. Never occurred to me. Never occurred to me. I'm like, you know what? I'm in a situationship. I'm good. I'm busy. Whatever. And I'm very glad that I started seeing somebody in June, because I just couldn't even think about that now. Like the fact that there's this, you know, someone I'm hanging out with. Yay. But if I wasn't hanging out with anybody, I wouldn't even be thinking about it. So, therefore, I wasn't thinking about love languages. But I bring that up in terms of the kids, and I know it's Mercury retrograde, but you know, every day is Mercury retrograde. But, but you know, now it's heightened. And just watching my kids having miscommunication with each other, or that I would communicate really well with my kids, and then I would take a left turn someplace, and then it would sort of backfire. And I'm like, I really need to look into communication styles, or there's something I need to look at. So I'm Googling, and I see, you know, with communication stuff, like love language. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take the quiz, because I got to see where I can, I need to be aware of where I can improve. So, of course, my love language, or what I need, is words of affirmation.
Ah.
Right? And I'm like, well, of course, and my kids need that too.
Ah.
So, I've been, and it's tough, you know. It's tough when you get the first quarter, not the first quarter, but the first sort of like snapshot of, you know, your kids' grades. I still have one that's school age, and they're abysmal, you know. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, of course they are. And what's so frustrating is he's so damn smart.
Right.
But
right.
Whatever. So, pre taking the quiz, I would have just gone in there all weary, like, we're still doing this. You know, it would have been all that heaviness. And instead, I'm like, and the Tony goes to Lizard Teeth for, you know, not wanting, for holding back, not going off. And I said, I know you have the capacity. I know you're so smart. I know you're aware of all of this. I believe in you. I'm aware of the situation, but I believe in you, and I know that you know what you need to do to make it right. And the good thing about his school, which I'm sure he hates but I love, is that they are on top of everything and let the kids know how much they're on top of everything. Like, it frustrates my son. He's like, yo, my teachers are always calling me out. I'm like, well, yeah, they're going to call you out. Hello? Like, he's mad at that. Excuse me? Like, he's mad. I'm like, something's a little off in the secret. Like, he's furious that his teachers are like, so Jeremiah, your work's incomplete? Yo, why they got to call me out? Because that's their job. That's their job.
Why you got to call me out?
Why you got to call me out? I mean, thank God for Zoom, because if they could see what was going on. Oof. And thank God for the mute button. Oof. And then my older son, absolutely words of affirmation is his love language. And he's, you know, he's going turning 22 in a couple months. He's, you know, in the dating world, whatever. So I said, did you ever take that love language quiz? He's like, yeah. I said, what's your – he goes, well, we have two, words of affirmation and physical touch. I'm like, of course it is. So yeah, and again, like, okay, changing the filter of how your love language, and that could apply to everybody. But even if we just do that for everybody, words of affirmation, I mean, it's a good reminder – of you can express whatever you want to express, but you could do it through an affirmative filter, even if you're upset with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a challenge,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's one worth, you know. I found it very interesting to learn your love language, and I wasn't even thinking about, like, you know, in adult relationships. I'm just thinking about communication with my kids.
Right. And that's exactly why it's a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
I know mine was quality time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know
like
there was
that.
Another one that
yeah,
was
two.
Up there. I mean, and it may be like, it may be words, or it may be like acts of service.
Mm, that makes perfect sense. Yeah,
I probably should retake it.
Acts of service. You know what? You just reminded me. It's words of affirmation and acts of service. That I think that's mine.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at physical touch, but it depends. So, and sometimes I don't want to be touched at all. So that really is
right.
a love language for me. Sometimes I'm like, oh. Yeah, and last night, I guess because it was such a – I mean, I cannot complain about a work day because my work is a lot of fun. Like, one of the things I had to do is I had to judge a musical theater competition, like, online. That's fun. You know, it's work, but it's fun. Right. I can't complain. And then another thing I had to do was I had to teach a 2-hour scene study class. That's fun. And then before that, I'm talking to agents about their clients sending me virtual auditions of their people for a project. That's fun. So I'm not mad at any of that. But and then it's taking care of the kids and this, that, and the other. But it was a long, long packed day, and in my profession, or like in any profession, you really got to be on top of your game because it could be so cutthroat, and especially during a pandemic. So I am not messing around. But I say all of that because by the time I was done, let's say it was like 9:30. The day started 7:30 in the morning, ended at 9:30 at night.
Mm.
So I'm just like, so of course I poured myself a glass of wine, ate a slice of cold pizza because I gave my son 20. I said, go get pizza and don't talk to me. Go get pizza. Bye. Mommy's working. Bye.
So I had a pizza. And don't talk to me.
Bye. So I had, that's it. I can't cook. So I had a slice of cold pizza, a glass of Prosecco, watching some mindless television. And I was so happy alone.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy to sleep alone. I was so happy to be alone. So that love language of physical touch really isn't my love language. I was so like, oh my God, you know, one less energy to deal with, or just one less thing to disturb the ecosystem. So, and when you can feel that content of like, oh,
yay,
there's no one here. I mean, no one in my space. I mean, the kids are doing their thing, but wow. This is bliss. And I felt like I slept for I felt like I slept for 5 minutes, and then the alarm went off. I'm like, oh man, I got to get ready to do the show. But it's so nice when you can feel so glad to be on your own. It doesn't mean you don't want to date and do this, that, and the other. Of course I do. But it's so nice that that's not the epicenter. For a lot of people, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Things outside of yourself being the epicenter of what you think or you perceive to be the key to your happiness.
Right.
Yeah.
Nope. I had a tour on Sunday, and they were a younger group. They were all probably, you know, in their 20s. I don't think anyone was older than 29, maybe.
Uh-huh. God bless the children.
Probably not even that old. They were really young. Mm-hmm. I was questioning, maybe I should like check the IDs of some of them, but you know, they can be old enough to ride my vehicles. Just you know,
right.
At the wineries, they need to do their part. But on the way home, actually throughout the day, I would pick up on little things that, you know, they were into. One, I know that their taste in music is definitely not my taste in music, but
oh yeah,
you know,
sure.
It's their tour. It's their right. tour, and I think at the very first stop, at some point, you know, they'd already had their wine, so they were feeling pretty good, and they're like, Alisa, I want to ask you something. Were you offended by our music this morning? And I'm like, no. I said, you know, it's your tour. Like,
right.
you know, you're not. You can listen to whatever you want. And I'm like, oh, okay, because I, you know, I know some of it was a little, you know, was a little raunchy. I'm like, oh yeah. I'm thinking, oh, it was a little raunchy, but whatever.
Was it like
okay.
gangster rap? Like, what kind of music was it?
Yeah, it was rap. I don't think it was necessarily gangster rap. It was just, you know, it's just really dirty music.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and
yeah,
because
yeah,
it's about
yeah.
having sex. You know, and
listen.
And so,
mm-hmm. Anyway, yep.
So I get that. It's like if it's just one thing, but like the whole genre.
It's a whole. They could even teach it
yeah.
in college. It's a whole
yeah.
cat. Yeah, and sometimes like because I live with a 15-year-old who's
mm-hmm.
into hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
So and you know, wafting through the distance in my bedroom, I'll just hear a beat like, oh, okay, that's a good beat. Okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if I emerge. And I'm like, no. If it gets really misogynistic,
mm-hmm.
I'm like,
mm-hmm.
you got to turn that down.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm a woman. Turn it down. Or put your earbuds in. Like,
right.
Yeah. It's a whole genre.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, so it's, even the female rappers, it's very aggressive.
Yep.
So I kind of go into my own world. Like I start thinking, is this what's really cool? Because I'm sure, though, whatever I was listening to, I was never that hardcore with anything. But I'm sure the stuff that I was listening to when I was growing up, my parents were like, "Oh, why are you listening to that crap?"
Oh, it's so loud. Yes, of course. Every generation.
Yeah. So like, I get it. So they were having a good time for 9:30 in the morning when I picked
Damn.
Them up. That was a very lively group. I mean, lively in that, you know. They got up there, but they were listening to that music to kind of get them pumped up, and then they got
right.
to the first stop, and they were happy. They're all on TikTok, you know. They're doing their TikToks, and they're you know, they were in the vineyards, literally in the vineyards, doing the little dances, and it was. But they were fun, and so throughout
right.
the day, like they left their stuff in the tasting area where they were to go out
oh.
to the vineyard. It was a tasting pavilion, so it was already outdoors. And so the wine steward was like, no worries, I'll be here, I'll watch your stuff. And they're like, well, it doesn't matter. There's only like crystals and whatever. Or they put something else in there in our bags. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, I like that.
And I wanted to make sure they weren't talking crystal meth, but I don't think they would have said crystal meth. No, they just said crystal.
Oh my God. So, yeah, we did a whole bunch of crystal, which is why we played that music, and we didn't want to offend Alisa. But anyway, go ahead.
No. So, but on the way home, one woman was talking about her realization that she was really, really sensitive to other energies.
Oh, wait, say it again because you cut out. A realization that who, that what?
She was very sensitive to other people's energies.
Oh, wow.
So, like, being in big groups, and she's like, I just recently realized that that's why I was feeling how I was feeling. And
oh, wow.
And so they were all talking about the vibe of a place. And at one pit stop, someone had to use a restroom. I turned around and I'm like, so who here is the empath? Which one is the empath? And she's
right.
like, oh, that was me. I'm like, ah, I said, I got you. I understand. So then we had this little discussion about, you know, about your energy.
Wow.
And, you know, she's a Pisces. I'm like, yeah, I understand. You're a Pisces. So that makes sense because you're a
right.
water sign.
Right.
And so everyone was like, oh, that's so cool. You know, it was So it was a nice conversation.
Because, beautiful.
You know, I love meeting people who are open. So they're asking those questions. They're asking,
right,
why do I feel so bad, or why does that affect me? And I asked her, so when you start to feel things, where do you feel it? And I knew she was going to say heart.
Yeah, of course.
Because, you know,
of course.
And so I said, yeah. So I sort of said, you know, you can, she's still studying, you know, things, ways to help me. I said, good, just keep doing that. I said, it's, you know, it's your one of your energy centers. I said, you just need to pay attention, and you have to know how you feel. Like, all the other stuff is somebody else's stuff. All these other people,
right,
you know, but you're taking it in, but you have to know when to let it go and how to,
right,
let it go. So it was good. It was really good conversation. And then at the end, I dropped them off. I'm like, who has crystals? Because I said, I said, I got amethyst in my pocket right now. They're like, oh, I knew you had a good vibe. So that was good. Like we all have crystals, you know, like in our purses and stuff like that. So that was fun.
That was a really cool
realization, you know, to find things that you have common ground with. And they were also very, very respectful of the time.
Nice.
They wanted to make sure I was doing okay.
Wow, how lovely.
So I loved it. Yeah, it was great. But you know, when you hear the music, you're like, oh my gosh.
Like,
but
oh,
you know, that's like their persona when they're at the club, you know, or when they're out with their friends.
Exactly. Right.
You know, who knows? But I'm like, no, you guys were great. Super fun. But even, you know, some of them did tips. So I'm like, you know, I wasn't expecting, honestly, when it gets to the younger group, I'm like,
you're like, yeah,
they're just blind. They have enough to
oblivious.
Pay for this and,
right,
and some food, and that's it. But it was nice. It was nice to have those connections. And we'll see what comes of it. If they, some of them want to do another one, like, oh, I want to take my mom and, you know, I want to take some of my family. I'm like, all right, you have my information. Let me know.
Beautiful. Bridging the generations together. I love that.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So, like, I could hear that music, and then my, you know, my son will have, like, you know, it. Very rarely I will allow, like, a friend to visit, but one of his friends is an essential worker who gets tested, like, every other day. So I'm like, hello.
Mm.
So he's allowed to come over. And, you know, you hear the music when you come out, and then they're like two little angels, you know, playing the little video games. And one's like, oh, that pasta was so good. Like, I'm going to have to start calling you mom because you're my second mom. I'm like, oh, okay. You can turn up the music. Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Oh, my goodness. But so, oh. And probably another reason why I'm so exhausted is the fallout. See, and I see, oh my God, how our brains will do what they need to do to protect themselves. And I've been on such a roller coaster for so many years, and being the mother of a, you know, teenager, that's just part of the job. But my son got beat up terribly. See, I blocked it out on Thursday night.
What?
Yeah. See how the brain protects itself? It's another reason why I'm so tired. But I've had to disassociate because I have to, you know, be a responsible, high-functioning professional and adult and mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. See? Isn't that funny how the brain – and I know exactly what my brain's doing, because if I could feel everything all at once, I couldn't survive.
Mm.
Oh, girl. Oh, the hits literally keep on coming.
So was it your youngest?
Of course it was.
Well, just want to make sure. You don't know.
Yeah. No. When in doubt.
Oh.
When in doubt.
It's you. When it's.
When in doubt, it's
oh,
him.
Oh, man.
When in doubt.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that. Yeah. So I finished recording the other podcast, which we don't do as a live show, the comedy one.
Mm-hmm.
That was Thursday night. It wasn't that late. And it's not surprising to not find him home. so he, knowing that he's hanging out in the neighborhood, whatever, whatever. Not 5 minutes pass that the door opens and he literally stumbles in with a swollen lip and he's limping. So, of course, I get so triggered. And, you know, when people brush it off, like, oh, it's kids, it's boys, it's that's what they do. And I'm like, you know, and I don't really say it, but to myself I'm like, well, I've never parented without having the experience of having lost a child. And that PTSD is alive and well. I manage it. It's buried. But when it doesn't matter how many visits I could have, I'm never immune. And it's not that I panic, but I get so triggered. I go right back into that place of like, okay, we're in trouble. So fortunately, one of my best friends on the planet lives with my neighbor, who's also one of my best friends on the planet, and we do the podcast together. So I called over there, and his name is Jimmy. I'm like, Jimmy, come upstairs right now. So I just needed somebody that wasn't me, because I didn't want to get hysterical.
Right.
So my son was at the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong things with the wrong people. And in a nutshell, and what happened was he was with, I think, two friends, and one of the friends was a platonic female friend, and somebody else interrupted their little party gathering, whatever, wherever they were congregating. But they were congregating in the projects, in the stairs. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not the best place.
There's nothing right about that. Mm-hmm. Nothing right about that. Doing what they should not be doing. Okay? Smoking weed. And
Oh my gosh.
Listen, I smoked weed in the stairs when I was 14 too. However, not during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. And somebody interrupted and then got in the girl's face. And then my son, being chivalrous. That,
chivalrous.
Thank you. Some words I can't pronounce. That word. That word. Thank you, Elisa. Protected the girl. Got punched in the face, lost his balance, and fell down 7 metal steps. So
Jeez.
This is the project. It's not the plaza. So we're talking
right,
cinder,
right.
cinder block, and, you know, it's a step above gel, cinder blocks and metal. And his two friends knew that I was going to lose my mind, so they literally took him to the door, opened the door with his keys, and they kind of, like, pushed him into the apartment, and they ran. So I didn't even know, because he couldn't walk.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm like, do I take him to the emergency? So now it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock. Jimmy's up there. Advil, ice. I'm trying to hold it together. And I just went back to that place of not that long ago, 2.5, almost 3 years ago, before I got divorced, where stuff like this was happening all the time. But at that point, I was displaced from my home. And,
mm-hmm.
and that really I put as some of the most painful days of my entire life. So I was put back. And then we throw Corona in there, and then we throw Black Lives Matter in there. So, of course, my brain's going to protect myself, right? And
right.
I'm not going to think about this immediately, but it's there. It's there. And we went to the ER the next day, and at this point, he's been in the system since he's a baby in that ER. He's been in the system. Just put like a plaque with his name on it outside of room number 14, because that's where we are. Yeah, and fortunately, X-rays, he just had a sprain, I mean, it was a miracle. And by the time it was Saturday night, it looked like nothing had happened to him in less than 48 hours. I said, you really have the power to heal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that will do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much. Too much.
Well, I'm glad he's okay.
But he's okay, but boy, talk about being dealt a hand.
Right?
I know. When Anna talks about Jade, and I'm like, oh. Can you give me some DNA so I could just, like, throw it in a cereal, something, when he's not looking? Oh. But, you know, it's all right. Aww. It's what I signed up for. It's okay. It's okay. And you know, where's that love language? You know.
Right.
Yeah, where's that love language? And, look, if he's safe and he's not hurt and nobody in the house is at risk and we're safe and we're healthy, we can only go up from there.
Amish comedian in the chat room says, please tell Liz, my 16-year-old son and a neighbor kid stole the neighbor's kid's parents' car 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
To go joyriding.
See, that's my squirrel friend right there. That's why she got to go. She got to go meet her special. I think he's based in Michigan, and she goes. They go to like other places. That's hello. Like, we need to dip out once in a while, girl. Thank
she
you,
wrote,
Jen.
Caught by security camera before any really bad stuff happened.
Thank God.
So, oh my gosh.
Thank you. Thanks, Jen. Thank you. See, I love that. See, right there. That's why I love doing this show. Thank you. See?
She's like, that's right. That's right. I have two brothers, so I imagine my mom would be in the same club of, my kids.
Oh, my gosh.
My kids did this. Well, there's a 50-50 shot that they'll grow out of it. Because one brother has grown out of it, as far as I know.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. That's really fun. The law of averages, right, that's funny. Well, statistically speaking, the polls have come out. There's a 50% chance that one will come out of it, and the jury's out on the second one.
Other one.
Oh, that's really funny. But some people just have that rebel spirit, you know. It's very interesting how what remains at our core in terms of our character. You know, you could see it. You could see so many people that are clinging to it that it's a little scary how much they're clinging to it, or people that let go of it so much that they are almost resigned, just so detached, you know. I'm just going to wait out my remaining days, and then what's happening, you know, someplace in the middle, or just being present.
Right. Oh, we have a hand raised. I think I know who it is.
Okay, let's take it.
Hello.
Oh, caller, who's this?
I was thinking it was Jen, but
well, you know, the Mercury in the retrograde is real with the tech stuff.
That's true.
The technical
true,
stuff has not been easy lately. Yeah.
Let me see if I can try it one more time. This is area code 559, so let's see if we can now log talk speak to you. Okay.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, who is it?
This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Hi. It's not who I thought it was.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay, great. How can we help you today? What's going on?
I just been having some dreams lately. Can't remember, but I think they're important at the time.
Oh, they're always important.
And yeah, right. They're trying to convey a message, and I tell myself I'm gonna remember, and I never do. But they've been more vivid lately, and I was just wondering if they might be the deceased loved ones probably trying to convey a message.
Let's find some bullet. We can find some bullet points here, and I'll be very happy to help you. To that question, dreams are definitely a very conducive platform to get visits from the other side. So, if that's something that you're wondering about, the answer is a very likely yes, but you say you don't remember the dreams, and that's fine, but are there any images or details or sensations that you can recall?
I just remember being at an older home and feeling like it was my home. I do remember that part, and it was very pretty, but it was in my home, but I was living in it as if it were. And I just recall a stranger coming in and, like, at 2 in the morning saying he was, like, an inspector. And I was like, inspectors don't come at 2 in the morning. And he had his business suit on, and he's like, well, I am. I'm like, and I thought I was fishy, but I was like, he started pulling envelopes out. I just remember that part. And me thinking, you're not an inspector. What are you doing here? Why are you in my home? I just remember that part. That's the only one. That's the only part that I remember.
Okay, well, that's quite a bit. That's quite a bit of detail.
Information.
Yeah. So, and I'm just. This is just a stab in the dark, Evelyn. So. Were you close to any elderly people who have passed?
No.
Okay, because I'm asking that because you said older home, but that's okay. Does the act of receiving something in an envelope, did that ever happen, like, throughout your childhood or even in your adulthood, like, what, receiving something not in the mail in an envelope, but handed to you in an envelope? I want to know if there's any, you know, because you could get a summons served to you by an envelope. So I'm trying to figure out the symbolism, which is different than mediumship. Okay, so right now I'm focusing on the dream. I'm not going to tap into the mediumship side of it right just as yet.
I'm afraid it has to do with legality issues because you said he was an inspector, but, you know, little envelopes, not regular envelopes. He was pulling that little miniature envelopes, a lot of them. So it's just interesting. But I guess I'll figure out later. I'm going to start documenting them. They advise a notebook next to you. And immediately upon waking up, I think I have to just do that. Write it down and not be lazy and think, oh, I want to remember it. Because often than not,
I'm the same way. This is Elisa, by the way. Liz's phone apparently just cut out on her, so she's got to dial back in. But I tend to have a ton of dreams as well. And same thing. I'll remember, like, you think you didn't remember a lot. There was a lot in those details. You know, I think as you continue to write little details down, that will help you. And Liz, are you back in?
Yes, I see. I just said the technology and then of course I had to switch to calling in on myself. Okay. So
she had mentioned the envelopes were small,
right?
Envelopes, like little tiny envelopes.
Yeah. Okay, but no connection with getting anything in an envelope, because it doesn't matter the size.
No, that's I think I was telling Alyssa, I think I have to just, you know, do the old fashioned way, just have a journal and not be lazy, literally wake up and then just start writing. I think I'll get
Okay, well, I'm just trying to unpack the little bit of information I have with the dream, because if they're small envelopes, it's almost it's like you're getting little small messages. Okay, because I'm just tapping into that. So you're getting small messages. You felt safe in that pretty old home. So I feel now that that's more of a representation of kind of like your sense of dignity. That there's a sense of dignity that you have with yourself. There's a values, tradition, that you're not the type of person that's, you see the value of things. Am I in the right tracks? Because I'm trying to pick up on your energy with these symbols.
I am a little traditional.
Yeah, you are. Okay, got it. So God's a pretty old, okay, so that's your home. That's representative of you, okay? And you are getting these little messages that are significant. And I'm wondering what the significance of the number. Now, Alisa's a numerologist, but you said it was 2 o'clock. You know,
it was in the morning. Yeah, it was just an odd
o'clock
timing.
Yeah, but sometimes it got your attention, and maybe you need to pay attention to the little messages that are coming in. And Alisa, if you could just jump in with the significance of the number 2, because I'm feeling that maybe tied to what that represents is what you need to pay attention to. Because you're questioning things too. You're questioning this very official person, which is good. It means you don't take things at face value, so that you know how to stand your ground, which is great. But I feel that there are messages coming towards you, and then. But if your other question is that if that's getting messages from the other side, it absolutely could be. It absolutely could be. Okay. That's why I was wondering about who that man was in the suit. Did he have any?
I know. I mean, he was handsome.
Hello.
But I've never met him.
Okay, we're not mad at him. Okay. Okay, so maybe that's Mr. But maybe that's Mr. You know, Mr. in the future saying, "Get ready." You know, here are little nudges for you. But that's interesting, because that might tie to the significance of the number 2. So I want I'm going to throw this over to Alisa.
Well, yeah, the number 2 is about partnerships and cooperation and support. It's a receptive number, so the receiving of information. Usually, someone who has that number 2 energy just wants to help, you know, is just here, like, will take care of the little details around you, but, you know, doesn't want to crowd you necessarily, but is there and is meant to be the supporter, the helpmate. And so also you think of number two as a bridge, you know, from one point to the next. And for me, the vibe of that whole dream to happen at 2 o'clock in the morning, when, you know, when you're sleeping, it's in the dream, you know, you're in this house, which you know, can represent just who you are, as Liz was saying, it's your idea of yourself. And then to get something, I think anyone who's had their spiritual journey, when they deal with something from the other side, or when they finally get around to recognizing who their guides are, because we can block it out. Like, I don't know what that is. I'm not gonna pay attention to it. But it, you know, like, stuff keeps showing up in your dreams, or just little hints. Sometimes there are just different ways of them just getting your attention, so you can acknowledge them or not. But sometimes just acknowledging them helps, so that they can then they'll say, okay, well, as long as you're not afraid of it, you know, don't be afraid of me. So you can just receive whatever the information is, and you don't have to.
Okay.
But most people have that's at some point in their journey. Liz one of the reasons why Liz started doing this show, and we've been doing this show for now 10, 11 years, you know, she was getting messages, and she just didn't, she's like, I can't handle that. I don't want to deal with it. And just kept putting it off until she was basically getting sick. She was making herself sick,
okay.
trying to deny all this. And so it finally, she found an outlet for it. And this is one of her outlets. It's one of her regular outlets to get this kind of information. So when you have these, when you have these dreams that come through, it, the symbolism is important. And like I said, when you start writing your stuff down, you'll probably start to see some patterns, and it may trigger some other memories of dreams that you've had before or something similar. And it's just like finding that repetition until it clicks, until you're like, oh, okay, now I know. Okay. And then it's not, you know, you go through, is that what it is? So you call, you know, people like us, and that's fine. But you're right. Once you get to it, you'll start understanding more of what those little things are. And sometimes you just need people like us to ask these questions of little details that will trigger something else that'll make sense for you.
Yeah. Well, this was very helpful. Just, you know, thinking about, I never thought about the significance of the number two, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
the house representing me.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. it's an older home. I'm like, I'm not old, but I
no,
like
but
old. No, but
you're,
old,
you're you know, traditional. Be a traditional.
Old soul.
Yeah, traditional. Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
quality.
I think I am an old soul.
Quality,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, because like when they say those things, like, you know, people like antique furniture, certain things, because they're like, they don't make them like how they used to. So that's you.
Very true.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not twerking at the club at 2 a.m. I hope not. Or maybe
no,
I'll
I'm
know,
not.
I don't know. Okay. No, she's not.
No, that's
right.
not my thing.
Not that there's right. anything wrong with that.
No, I'm not mad at nobody for twerking at 2 a.m. But no, that's not who you are. So yeah, so you would have that transcendent grace of a beautiful older home. You know,
that's
so,
interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty
good.
Awesome. And then the two, I was like, well, you know, I am single. So I was like, okay. So when you said the partnership, I'm like, I think that's the one thing that's missing in my life, you know, mm-hmm. a partner. And I'm like, okay, so maybe it could be connected to that. So
well,
you
you're getting yourself
ready. Mentioning the numbers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Made sense. It made sense to me.
Well, we're
awesome.
So glad. Yeah. Well, give us a call and stay in touch and give us updates. And
well,
maybe
thank you
you're,
so
you're,
very much.
Yeah, you're clearing the uh-huh. you're clearing the energy. So, yeah, keep it cute and keep it snatched, girl. You'll be fine.
Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Take care.
Thank
have
you
a great day.
In.
You have a wonderful
stay safe.
Day.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You too. Be well.
I love it.
I love it.
The whole dream thing. I think the dreams are
fascinating.
Fascinating and enlightening. And I love when stuff clicks for somebody, because, you know, like, you know, you are amazing at picking up on the energy. But, you know, even you're like, you know, I don't know what this is. What is this manky old shoe? What does that mean for you? You know, and you just have to kind of get out of the way. But whatever
right.
that other person associates with that, that's what's important. So if we
that's
can,
the important
if
thing.
We can trigger
right.
some things, if we can, get your mind opening to what could it mean? You know, what are the other possible meanings for this for me? Then, you know, we've done our part in understanding it.
In America.
Right. America.
Oh,
I wanted
America.
To kind of circle back around.
Yes.
Because Jen also wrote in about the kids that her kid was hanging out with. Their son snuck on a plane to the USA last week as well.
Oh my God.
Stole
oh Jesus.
His
okay.
His passport. Stole his passport under 18.
All right. These kids are too damn smart for me. Wait a minute.
Right?
Wait. I mean, they could hack into Russia. These kids are so damn smart. So, yeah, you're smart enough to do that, but you can't pass math? I mean, it's incredible. Right? Social studies? Look into it. Thank you. So, all right. I want to get this straight. So, the kid probably had it, like, you know, hidden. And then bought a ticket?
US. Well, no, snuck on a plane to the USA. I don't know how that worked, but snuck on a plane to the USA last week. So I'm not sure how that
oh,
works.
Oh, wow. But, and did they? I wonder if he made the trip or if they caught it. They caught him and he was taken off the plane. I need to hear more details about this story. It's crazy.
Oh, she said he bought a ticket online. I guess he used a passport.
Right. Right.
But,
the number,
you know,
right,
because you can do all that. Yeah. Yeah. So not sure if, did he get caught? Jen, we have to find out.
Wow.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, she's really
both now
like
quarantining. We are both now quarantining. Okay. Well, is it your son or was it your friend's son?
Yeah.
That's what I'm
yeah.
confused about.
Whose son? Yeah. Yeah. Who's quarantining? We need to find out. Don't give us a cliffhanger. We have.
I know, right? She said he got caught when he got back. So, I'm not sure who
he
is.
Oh, so he.
She said, "Well, she said their son, the neighbor's son." Okay,
right, right. So he, where did he go, and how long was he there for?
Right.
Oh wow.
U.S. Somewhere in the U.S.
Why? Nobody wants to be here, please. I mean, really? It's like change the name to Shit Show, and then yes, I'd like two tickets to Shit Show, please. Thank you. No, economy is fine. Do you have business class? Thank you. I'd like the vegetarian meal. Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Well,
she says, I'll
tell you later. So I guess we'll have to see.
Okay. Mm. Okay. All right. Well, I love that.
There is a cliffhanger. Dang it.
Yes. Da 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 da. And I wonder,
I'm bringing my popcorn
where,
for the next show. That's all
I'm telling you. Where in these United States of America? I wonder. I'm thinking Miami or something. You know what? You know what? You're in Canada. It's cold. You're watching. You know, reruns of Spring Break. I don't know. I want to go to Tampa. Who knows? I have no idea. Who knows? But coming in from Canada to, well, I guess the numbers in Canada are good, but I guess it's coming back the forced quarantine in Canada.
Yeah.
Because
I think
any bit
of international travel,
you have to quarantine. Right.
With like some of the bigger countries that have all kinds of issues, like, you know, ours.
Like America. Like America.
Like America.
Like America. I like how you say it because you say that in America.
That's that. It's that southern twang. You know?
I know. I love it. That's what you could do it. Yeah. Do it again.
America.
Makes me laugh. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, what a shit show. Oh my God. Anyway. Okay. Cliffhanger. I love that. Love that. So we have like another 2 minutes to land this baby home. Put this on the runway. Land it. But that's crazy between the car. Look at this. It's like something needs to happen with the train because we have the car beating the joy ride, the airplane. So something needs to happen like on the train. And then we have the
planes, trains, and automobiles.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Exactly. But it's tough, you know, and I really feel for young people and for elderly people. The masks are really frustrating for the older people. It's breathing issues. They're
right.
Vulnerable. It's tough. And then the young people, it's like, oh my God, people who missed prom, you know, doing things that you used to do. And look, for people kind of in the middle, all right, you know, we'll tough it out. But if you're in the extreme, you know, you're elderly or you're very, very young, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a teenager during this, you know, you can imagine them talking to their kids and their grandchildren, you know. Yeah, when I was 15, the world was, you know, in a masked bubble. So
right,
it's crazy. Anyway, well, on that note, well, looking forward to to hearing what happens next, to finding out what happens next in the what's going on with the teenagers in Canada. That makes me feel so much better, because we have, as Americans, we put Canada on such a pedestal, like they got to figure it out. They got the socialized medicine. They're nice to people. The comedians, the best ones, come from Canada. We even have a couple places where they speak French, so you can pretend you're in Europe. You know, they're much more tolerant, true, less racism. So we have Canada on such a pedestal. I'm like, oh wow, okay. Kind of makes you feel just a little bit better. All right, so. So that's crazy over there.
And just to round it out, you know, Jen wrote in that they live, we live by the train tracks. So maybe that's your train part, you know, trains, planes, and automobiles.
Trains. Okay, so that's okay. Good, thank you. All right, so
we feel complete on that end, at least.
Now I feel so complete. Like I have the meaning of life right there because she put that in there. So grateful. So grateful. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe. Take care of each other. Let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care.
Love y'all.
Bye.
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 That you like.